The Central West company that builds grain silos and bulk loaders has won a grant from the state government. Allied Grain Systems from Young have won a $275,000 grant from the Regional Job Creation Fund. Director John White says it's a great time to be involved in agriculture.
We predominantly supply equipment for the grain storage and handling industry. We have two sides to our company. The first side is commercial work, where we do rapid rail loading facilities for GrainCorp. We do a lot of work in the moulding industry, doing upgrades down in Geelong and, you know, building new infrastructure for Malt Europe and different plants like that. We're also doing new port facility for T-Ports down at Wallaroo, where we take grain at 1,000 tonne an hour, put it into pre-positioning bins and then load it out to barges at 1,500 tonne an hour. So we do all that work internally. We design, build and construct. And then the other side of the company is where we do on-farm storage, where we predominantly supply silos above 1,000 tonne to about 2,500 tonne on farm with conveyors and mobile handling equipment that goes with that.
Sounds like you're pretty busy then.
Yeah, we're really busy here. Yeah, it's a really good time being in agriculture. Everyone's really upbeat. It's got a really good vibe about it. It's progressive and it's quite pleasurable to be in agriculture at the moment.
And on the farm side of the business, that's picked up a lot over the last sort of 18 months as the rains returned?
Yeah, the farm side of our sales is really boosted. We run, at the moment, we have four on-site construction crews building silos, and we have three concrete construction crews out building silos, and that's from Emerald down to Geelong. Basically, we cover that area. We're also doing some work in Western Australia. What's driven all the on-farm storage, I think, is like commodity prices are good and interest rates are low, and some of the government incentives are quite good for, you know, growers to take up some of those incentives. So, you know, I think it's just, like I said before, a really positive time to be in agriculture.
Cherie, you were involved in applying successfully for the Regional Job Creation Fund. Can you just tell us a little bit about what that is?
$275,000, but that's progressive. We've got targets that we need to meet to be able to gain access to those funds.
So the idea is that as you create jobs, you get access to that money from the state government?
Correct, and also there's some infrastructure that they're also part of the grant, so we need to gain sort of different stages of the process in building and with jobs as well.
But it sounds like it's all going really well. You're sort of hitting those targets here?
We are at the moment. Our first target's supposed to come, we were awarded it in October last year, and our first one is due in October this year, which will hit that target. And then we've got, I think it's another 5 years until we have the growth, so then we can get the full-time employees.
How did you find the process, and what do you think about the idea of the fund, you know, to sort of create jobs out in the region?
I think it's a fantastic idea and a great concept at the same time. I don't think a lot of people think about how much companies like ours put into the community and really support the local community. And it's great to see that the state government is supporting that idea and concept by keeping jobs and people around the local areas.
Cherie Gibson from Allied Grain Systems, and you also heard from Director John White there.